Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson here at the NovaCare Complex on a gorgeous Wednesday. And Chris, just a couple days away from the preseason game number 3 against the Green Bay Packers. Some say that this is a litmus test, if you will, for NFL teams. Do you believe that?
I do believe so. First and foremost, the Eagles have been very good so far in the preseason, beating Baltimore and Indianapolis, two of the best teams in the AFC. But now if you look at last season, you saw what Green Bay did to the Eagles. I think that's a game that Chip Kelly looked at and said, you know what, we're just not that elite team yet. So while it's not a full 60-minute comparison here, you get a little more of a taste to see how far you've come along.
I think in certain areas it's a litmus test, particularly the defensive backfield against Aaron Rodgers and a good group of receivers. But I'm not sure how much the coaches will play their frontline players. The league seems scared with all of these major players going down with serious injuries. How much do you play the starters? We'll look into that a little bit later in the week when Chip Kelly addresses the media and talks about perhaps his rotation for Saturday night. A busy day here Wednesday at the NovaCare Complex and a great show for you as well. We'll take a look behind the scenes at the Detroit Lions, a team that many believe will be in the playoffs this year. And we also have a studio guest who is vying to make the team and to impress some people around the league. But first, let's get you caught up on everything going on with this football team. It's our 360 update out on the practice field with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles are just 3 days away from their all-important third preseason game against the Green Bay Packers on Saturday night. Today, offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur spoke about what he wanted to see from quarterback Sam Bradford as he gets ready to play the Packers.
He's out there playing, so we just need him to, you know, to just play as well as he can. Hey, and when we go on the field, all we're trying to do is score touchdowns and get in the end zone. So he led us to a touchdown scoring drive when he was in the game the other night, so we just want him to do that.
Shurmur also spoke about one of Bradford's primary targets, rookie wide receiver Nelson Agholor, and what he's seen from the rookie here in his first NFL training camp.
I think he's really made great strides in this training camp. He's proven he can make a play, and that's really critical for a receiver. You know, we teach them to run these very specific routes, and then we teach them that this is the way it should look like ideally. But at the end of the day, you get downfield somehow, and when the ball comes your way, you got to catch it. And he's displayed an ability to do that, and that's, I think, what will help him, you know, kind of help start him on his way.
Agholor responded to his coach's comments after practice today, and while he is very grateful for what Pat Shurmur had to say, he's just going to focus on getting better every day.
For him to think that highly of me is obviously a blessing. He's a great coach, and you know he's been doing this for a while. And you know I'm grateful, but at the end of the day, I'm going to make the easy plays so he sees a consistent player.
Moving over to the defensive side of the ball, we caught up with cornerback Byron Maxwell as he prepares to face off against Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay's talented receiver core.
I mean, definitely. I mean, but that's every game. Every game is a challenge when you go out there. It's always a challenge. It's not like you're going out there and it's a slump. It just happened to be Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
He's one of the best in the league. So it's a great test. We're ready for it, and we're ready when it comes.
Sticking in the secondary, safety Malcolm Jenkins spoke about what the defense gets out of both these training sessions and the preseason games.
I think both you get different things. I think from a skill standpoint, you during practice is where you really hone in on your skills. But when you get to the game, you know, you get the timing of tackling. And because we don't tackle live out here, but you get the timing of actually striking somebody, what it's really like to fit in the run. And it's a little bit faster, a little more intense. So the timing aspect you get back in the preseason games. But from a skill development, that's all during the work week, and really by the time the game comes, you just out there playing.
The battle for the starting nickelback job has been one of the most contested spots here at Eagles training camp, but according to cornerback Jalen Watkins, working against a premier slot receiver like Jordan Matthews has gone a long way.
I've been going against Jordan since my freshman year in college, but it's definitely, he's physical at the point of attack with the ball, so from that aspect, he's going to go up and get it. So then you get game reps every time he's in the game. And everybody knows he's a workhorse. So just chasing him all around the field is definitely a tough task. And it's good to go to the game when you prepare for that.
Make sure you're caught up on all the latest Eagles news before Saturday night's game in Green Bay. You can catch up on everything right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks, Alex. In a little bit, we're going to look at the Detroit Lions, a team that should have beat those Dallas Cowboys in the postseason last year. Well, they posed a threat once again in 2015. But the third quarterback battle, it's one that's been in the spotlight, and it's amazing how deep this team is because of the fact that you're focused on the third quarterback. But Matt Barkley, the longest tenure quarterback on this roster, hoping to win that third job. Dave, you had a chance to catch up with
him. Yeah, and it's a different Matt Barkley in year three. He's healthy, he's confident, he knows the scheme, and he feels he's playing outstanding football. As for the roster battle with Tim Tebow, what does Barkley have to say? Well, you've got to stick around and find out. Next up, Matt Barkley in studio on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
However you do sports, however you do fun, however you do summer, do it at Sports Authority. Shop thousands of great deals this summer. Sports Authority.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
Get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome.
Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
Comcast SportsNet is giving away a pair of Eagles season tickets. Enter to win at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSN Philly. The quarterback position always in focus with the Philadelphia Eagles, and we're going to talk about it in studio here. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Eagles quarterback Matt Barkley, and let's talk about the position. Lots of success, ball moving up and down the field, lots of points on the board. How are you feeling about your preseason?
I feel solid. I felt like I've done a good job of moving the offense, putting us into good scoring positions. I wish I could have capped off a couple drives with more touchdowns. But you can always nitpick at things. I think I've done a good job of managing the offense and pushing the tempo, which is what Coach Kelly wants.
It's amazing, the tempo, and everybody talks about the tempo, and I guess I understand it, but the design of the offense seems to be great. Now that you've really become ingrained in it, Matt, what is it about tempo that works so much, even though the rest of the league knows it's coming?
Well, first of all, you've been practicing a certain way the whole year, whereas one team, maybe that week they'll do some extra sprints after practice, or try to get in shape that week, but it doesn't compare to playing a full game at the level of high speed that we play it. And once we're going, and it really shows up, you know, play 6-7 into a drive when you're pushing it and you're just going, you're lining up super quick every play, and you got running backs coming out of the backfield, you got vertical routes and guys have to carry, and They just drop zones where guys will be wide open, and you find open. It happened in the game on Saturday where you just find open guys, just ditch it. They'll get 15, 20 yards like that.
How has it challenged you mentally? I know the physical part is one thing, but how about the mental part? Has it made you more acute mentally?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It makes you focus on what you need to know right now, and you have to make quick decisions. You have to make smart, quick decisions with the ball, not only pre-snap. You don't have a whole really long process coming up to the ball, surveying the defense, making all these calls and checks. You get the play call, you line up, and you go, and all that still has to happen before you get the ball out of your hands, know where you're going, what your reads are. So it's definitely made me focus in on what matters and what I need to focus on in this play.
From a physical standpoint, we've talked about this before, from couple of years ago to now, totally different, right? Shoulder's great. You're driving the ball. You're throwing with more zip. Do you still feel that way, that things are just every week better and better and better?
Yeah, I'm not thinking about my arm anymore, whereas my first year I was here, every ball I threw, I wasn't even sure where it was going to end up just because I was coming out to the side to compensate for my shoulder injury. So I'm totally confident with my arm now that I can put the ball wherever I want to. And now it's all just focusing on helping these younger guys get in the offense, know what their responsibilities need to be, and just being a commanding leader on the field.
Matt, this is not a knock at all of the wide receivers, but when you play in these preseason games, you're playing generally in the second half. You're playing with guys who may or may not be on the roster, not starting caliber at this point in their careers, NFL players. How is that an adjustment for you to not kind of know exactly and have that chemistry built with these guys?
Yeah, it can be a challenge at times, just not being on the same timing or on the same page on certain routes, but it almost forces you to be a more accurate passer, to be sharper with your throws, and off the field to make sure that those guys know what they're doing, to be a teacher to them, and to be a quarterback leader that they can look up to.
Great competition here with Sam and with Mark and with Tim and you. Has that made you a better quarterback?
Yeah, I think we have a great room of quarterbacks who are all pushing each other. GJ's still kind of hanging out in our meeting groups too.
He is.
And he's doing a little bit of both, so
okay.
as many positions as he's playing. But, yeah, all those guys, we're pushing ourselves to be better. We all have different backgrounds, all different skills that we bring to the table, and I definitely think it's made all of us better.
Matt, we've got two preseason games to go here. Mindset for you, change at all in these last couple of weeks of preseason?
I don't think so. Just excited to make the most of an opportunity, whether it's one series or a majority of the game week four or whatever it's going to be. Just score points, move the ball, and make the coaches happy.
Do you have an idea at what point do you know how much you're going to play in a preseason game?
Last week it was the day before the game or the day of the game. So
okay. You're
just preparing. Preparing for, you don't really know what's going to happen, so you have to prepare for anything. And this week, just knowing the game plan and know our approaches to score points, and it's kind of similar week to week. But if you're on your game, it shouldn't be a problem.
Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
Keep up the good work. Matt Barkley in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I step to Philly. The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Market Frankford line.
All night.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome.
Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
For the second straight year, the Eagles are going to play on Thanksgiving, but this time it's going to be against the Detroit Lions. And to preview the matchup, we bring in Tim Twentyman from DetroitLions.com. Tim, the Eagles have the defending rushing champion in DeMarco Murray. On the flip side, the Lions have the defending number one ranked run defense in the entire NFL, but they lost two key pieces in Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley this past offseason. How will they compensate for those losses?
Yeah, that's one of the real big question marks, heading into training camp is what does an Ndamukong Suh-less Lions defense look like? And, I think the front office did a good job kind of being proactive, knowing that, that Sue was gone, and trading for Haloti Ngata, the five-time Pro Bowler. You know, so I think the loss in terms of the run game isn't going to be as significant as maybe people think. I think that though Haloti Ngata is not going to get you 8.5 sacks that Ndamukong Suh did last year, you know, he's made a lot of money in this league playing nose and being that run stopper and that, you know, blocking occupier. And so I think the Lions are going to be still just as strong defensively against the run as they were last year. They're going to have to find some other ways to get pressure on the quarterback because Ndamukong was so good at that. But just in terms of a run-stopping defense, look, the Lions were the ninth best defense against the run in the history of the NFL last year. You know, teams averaged less than 70 yards per game. So I think they're still going to be really strong in that end. They've got DeAndre Levy behind Haloti Ngata. They've got some guys in Tyron Walker and Caron Reed who they're excited about at defensive tackle, and they get their middle linebacker Stephen Tulloch back. So strictly against the run, I think this unit's still going to be just as strong as they were last year.
Levy is an underrated superstar in this league. He's definitely a name to watch this season. Now, when I think of the Lions, I think of Matthew Stafford at quarterback and Calvin Johnson at wide receiver. But it seemed like the Lions realized that they had to put a little more focus into the ground game this offseason. Tim, how important was it for the Lions to invest with the top two picks in the draft, Laken Tomlinson in the first round, and then running back Amir Abdullah to help solidify that run game?
Huge. I mean, Jim Caldwell, when he got here, he said, look, I want my team to be able to stop the run, which they did last year, and run the football. They didn't get it done last year in that part of it. I mean, they ranked 28th in the NFL and really put too much on Matthew Stafford's shoulders in the first year of an offense. And so they want to be more balanced. Like, they were about 58-42 pass run last year, and they want that number to be more 50-50. And so, like you said, they went and got a good young starting left guard in Laken Tomlinson. They got a guy in Amir Abdullah who's kind of that change of pace, that shifty guy, that guy that can get them the big play, which they didn't have last year. So it's really been an emphasis this season, and I would add even the fifth round, Michael Burton, the fullback, who they've added as well. So they made a conscious effort to be better running the football, and I think they did so. So we'll see.
Tim, is there any concern about whether Calvin Johnson might be starting to hit a decline? He will be 30 years old this season. He nearly had 2,000 yards just back in 2012, but the last two seasons, understandably, the numbers have gone down a little bit, missed some time due to injury last season. Is there any concern that Johnson's production might be on the decline?
Well, I think the injuries probably more so. I mean, you know, he played in 13 games last year, still had over 1,000 yards and 77 catches and 8 touchdowns, but the injuries have cropped up. He missed 3 games last year. He missed 2 games the year before. That's more games in the last 2 seasons that he missed in his first 6. And so, you know, he is going to be 30 years old this year. So I think the wear and tear that's been put on his body, I think, is the biggest concern. Not so much his abilities, because when he's in there, I think he's still shown that he's that big play guy. He's a huge threat for them. But the injuries have nagged a little bit, and so that's something to watch with Calvin Johnson. You know, they probably have one of the best receiving duos in the league in him and Golden Tate, and if those two guys can stay healthy and their, you know, second-year tight end Eric Ebron can emerge like they hope he will, I mean, that's a really nice trio. But I think the only thing that can derail that in terms of Calvin is going to be the injuries. He's still Megatron. He's still that player. But can he stay healthy? I think he has to prove that this year.
I don't think there's any question he's still respected as one of the best receivers, not just receivers, but players in the entire NFL. Tim, last question for you. The Lions won 10 games back in 2011. They bounced back and won 4 the following season. Last year, the Lions won 11 games, should have beaten Dallas in the playoffs. We all know what happened at the end of that game. But, Tim, do you think the Lions are better prepared to handle success this time around?
Well, I think so, and I think it stems from the top, Jim Caldwell, their head coach. I think there's just a different mentality with this team. It's kind of a blue-collar, lunch pail kind of football team, and he instills that in them. And so I think, you know, that trickles down through the coaching staff and to the players. And I think this is a veteran-laden team, too. I mean, they've got some guys. You mentioned Matthew Stafford before. I mean, you can't believe it, but, you know, this is going to be his 7th season in the NFL. And so you've got guys, you know, like Elodie Nada, like Stephen Tulloch, like Glover Quinn, like Golden Tate, a lot of veteran guys who kind of, you know what it takes to win in this league, and they got a taste of it last year, and I don't think they're going to be too quick to let that taste escape their mouth, and so they're going to, you know, do what they need to do, and stems from the top, and I would be real shocked if we saw a steep decline like we've seen in last year's. This is a veteran team. They've got quality talent. They've got a good coaching staff. They've got all the pieces they think they have to win. It's just, can they get off to a good start with their schedule, and can they get a few breaks?
It's going to be a fun showdown come Thanksgiving. Tim, I will remind you, the Eagles are undefeated on the Thanksgiving holiday. Tim Twentyman from DetroitLions.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
What makes a temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry in white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Have you ever dreamed of owning Eagles season tickets? Well, these two seats could be yours because Comcast SportsNet and the Eagles are giving away a pair of tickets for the entire Eagles 2015 season. Every week this summer brings you closer to the dream with a new chance to win these seats. It's easy to enter. Just answer this week's poll question. Enter now at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly, and these could be yours.
Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. We're back. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave and Chris here at the NovaCare Complex, and we're talking a little bit about the defensive secondary. Some young players expected to mature quickly, and one of them is second-round draft pick Eric Rowe, making some nice strides, Chris, and a chance to be a big-time player.
Could be a big-time player. In fact, would you say, do you think it could be the nickel corner?
I believe he will be the nickel cornerback. Jalen Watkins got the first crack in the preseason. Now it seems to be Eric Rowe's job. On the other side of the ball on Saturday, oh, by the way, Randall Cobb, a Pro Bowler, so a great test for Rowe.
Yes, one of the best in the league, no doubt. Now the second-round pick out of Utah played 3 years at safety before making the transition to cornerback, and he's been thrown into the fire in his short time here in Philadelphia, learning both the outside and nickel spots. The Eagles trying to get the best defensive backs on the field, and Rowe is certainly one of them. He's our Eagle in Focus with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with the latest Eagle in Focus, as today we turn our attention to rookie cornerback Eric Rowe. Rowe is a player targeted by the Eagles in the 2015 draft, as the team moved up five spots to grab him at 47th overall in the second round. Now, it was most likely Rowe's versatility that drew the Eagles' interest, as he started his first three seasons at the University of Utah at cornerback before moving to safety in his senior year. Now, while Rowe does have experience playing both cornerback and safety, the nickel position is something new to him as he learns it for the first time in his playing career. Ever since fellow rookie Ja'Cory Shepherd went down with an ACL injury, Rowe has been taking first-team reps on the inside, and he's looked pretty comfortable to this point, putting on strong displays against the Colts and the Ravens in his first two preseason games. He may be new to the position, but to this point, Rowe has impressed his coaches with his ability to play the nickel.
Yeah, Eric's doing a nice job. You know, that's the first time he's ever played inside for us. We're limited, and you know, we kept the calls pretty simple, but he did a nice job. I mean, he's a competitor all the end. He's got a nice press technique. He understood leverages, which is what you really have to do in the nickel slot spot. Eric is still growing outside, on the outside, so he'll swing back and forth. And I've said this for a couple years now. It's hard to know the outside and the inside and all the little different parts of it. And as a young guy, we try to stay out of that. But right now, we're trying to see if one of the corners will take the nickel spot so we can keep the safeties back deep.
Rowe has taken the majority of first-team reps to this point, but he continues to battle with Jalen Watkins and EJ Biggers for that quote-unquote starting role at the nickel. Rowe ought to face his biggest test to date this Saturday when the Eagles face the Green Bay Packers. For Eagle in Focus, I'm Alex Smith.
Thanks so much, Alex. We are back on Thursday and Friday. And, of course, on Saturday, it's the Eagles and the Packers, 7 o'clock kickoff from Lambeau Field. You can watch it on NBC10. We've got complete coverage. Chris handling the reins here at the NovaCare Complex with the kickoff show and the post-game report presented by Rico. Good one on Saturday.
Looking very much forward to it. Again, the all-important third preseason game. You'll be on the sidelines as part of the telecast.
Yes, I will. I just don't get the feel that this quarterback, particularly Sam Bradford, I just don't sense a full half for him, but I'm just guessing. Could just be a number of snaps. We'll find out when Chip Kelly meets the media on Thursday and maybe clues us in just a bit on where the Eagles are with playing time. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.